Blog Talk Radio.
This is an unlawful gathering. The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is new media.
Ranger fans, report to the critical thinking hangar. Ranger fans, report to the critical thinking hangar.
And now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers.
This is New York Rangers hockey.
Good evening. Welcome to Blue Shirt Underground Radio. It's Tuesday, February 27th. Hey, Eddie, how you doing?
Doing all right.
Good.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Feeling mediocre.
Yeah.
It's like this hockey team. Mediocrity.
8-8-2, baby.
8-8-2.
Embrace
it. It's like the Jean Guy Talbot days.
Well, not quite. Come on. I mean, there are coaches and wearing a sweatsuit behind the
No, instead he's wearing a leather jacket and jeans.
Come on. Fonzie's trying his best. He's trying to keep it all together.
Is he?
Come on, they got so many injuries, Jim. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Oh, injuries.
Last night they played
injured?
Winter. He might have looked injured on that fourth goal.
Woo! Looks like Steve Schaefer on that goal.
Ah, come on, Steve. I like Steve better than Biron. Fonz is working overtime.
Fonz's work is never done.
I mean, listen, they're going out. They play Winnipeg without Nash, without Zotto, without McDonough, without Asham.
No.
I know it's Winnipeg, and it was a back-and-forth game. Listen, they got 3 goals in that game. I'm happy just about that for that.
Wait.
I mean, they were scoring. The crowd was into it for a while.
Can you repeat that about the goals?
Yeah, I mean, they had 3 goals. I was happy about that.
Goals.
Well, I mean, listen, they were able to respond a couple times. I mean, if it wasn't for the Olli Jokinen and the Van de Kane show, you know, they're not playing terribly. I they just got a lot of players there that just there's no time to gel. Is it the short season? I'm not going to be the excuse monger here. I mean, it's Winnipeg, and it is at home. Win the goddamn game.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't want to talk about the. I mean, you want to talk about the power play?
Oh.
You ready?
I wasn't ready.
Okay. You want to talk about the power play? Everybody wants to talk about the power play.
Jesus Christ! How much time do we have to talk about it?
That's how I feel. I don't want to talk about the power play anymore, except for this. For God's sake.
Jesus Christ, how much time do we have to talk about it?
For God's sakes. If there is a raging God, I know you're going to think I'm overreacting to this because you think that I have a penchant to get a little crazy over little insignificant things.
Not you.
But it is driving me berserkowitz that Dan Girardi plays our first power play defense. He's on the point on the power play for the first line. God love you, you big blue-eyed, staring at me like a freak. Dan Girardi, I love you. But you have no offensive skill. Get off the mofo power play. Strowman, stall. I pulled a Frankie there. Strowman, stall. McDonough, Delzato. They have more than better options than seeing Dan Girardi on the power play. He can't do anything. So that's my last power play thing to talk about. How about you? You want to talk about the power play?
Do I want to talk about the power play?
Jesus Christ, how much time do we have to talk about it?
Well, I'll just say this, okay? I'll say this about to add on to your point, and then I'm going to ask my own question, okay?
Okay.
Fair enough. You're talking about Dan Girardi on the power play. Rangers pull Henrik last night. Six men on the ice. Dan Girardi's out there.
Exactly.
Now, what possesses this coach, the Fonz, Arthur Fonzarelli, right? What possesses this man? There's 3 minutes left in the game. 3 minutes. We're down by a goal. And as any Arthur Geik would say, I'm desperate for 2 points here. Down by a goal at home to the loser peg Jets. And Nick Antropov, the only Jokinen in Jets. Why is Brian Boyle on the ice with 3 minutes to go? Why? Why?
I don't
I'll
understand.
I'll send you a Carl's Jr. hamburger if you can answer this question for me.
Well, as I've said many a times, and you know, I just don't get it. And you know, Stan from Bayside is absolutely correct. The reason the Rangers are 7-for-63 on the power play and going at 11.1% clip is not because Dan Girardi is playing the power play.
Agreed.
It's because the whole power play sucks. Everybody's tapping. You want to talk about the power play? You really want to talk about the power play?
Jesus Christ, how much time do we have to talk about it?
It's horrendous all the way around. But Dan, and you brought it to the, why is Dan Girardi out there with 3 minutes left in the game and the goalie's pulled and then we're trying to get a goal? God forsake, you might as well have Bickle out there. Wait a minute, I got to reel that back in. I'm reeling that one back in, boys and girls. I mean, Steve Amminger, to me, his offense is the same as Dan Girardi. I mean, you put the guy out there, gets 4 goals and 8 assists a year on the power play and in the last minute when you need a goal. Come on! What's wrong with your brains?
And in fairness, he couldn't put Stu Bickle out there instead of Dan Girardi because Bickle was out there. Wasn't Bickle out there when he had 5 forwards on the ice?
What'd you say? I'm sorry. I was looking.
I said he could put Bickle out there instead of Girardi because aren't you going to use Bickle when you have 6 forwards on the ice?
Yeah, that's right. You need Bickle to fit that forward spot.
Dear Blue Shirt Underground Radio, Christopher Reeves moves more than our players on the power play. Signed, Mario Morgado.
Wow. He went there soon. Soon. So we're done with the power play. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Now, I don't want to break apart. I want to dissect.
Jesus Christ, how much time do we have to talk about it?
Sorry, that was really delayed. Switchboards. Even the switchboard's mediocre. Sorry.
Well, it's blocked, though.
That's true. God bless you.
Now, this Winnipeg Jet game, I didn't think it was all that terrible. We didn't get the points. I thought the Rangers played decently for what they had. I thought Emminger played a really good game. I thought he was equal to the task. I didn't think Gilroy was that bad. But it's basically what we've been saying since he was brought up, that there was that one bad shift that led to a goal where Machinta was running around. Tortorella can't pronounce the guy's name right. Then you know he doesn't really care about the guy.
Machinhead.
Machinhead. You got caught out of
Machinhead.
I don't know. Derek Stepan pulled one of the... I'm going to tell you the story how this transpired. The Stepan 3-on-1 with Gavrik.
Yeah.
Gavrik. I'm in the...
Gaborik.
Gaborik. Zsa Gaborik, as he's known in some circles. Let's see if we can find that one real quick. I'm still looking for it. That's why I'm saying anywho. To free time up.
Bubba Booey. I got it.
You got
hello,
the thrill.
Darling. I'm Zsa.
Gaborik. Yes. Zsa Gaborik. Now, I'm in the other room fixing myself a tasty beverage. And my friends are in the other room. And I hear this, like, it's almost like, how can I, it's like almost like a musical going on in the other room. It's like, here we go, one guy says. Now I know the Rangers got a chance. I hear that. Here we go. And then it's followed by, holy fucking shit. It's like, here we go. Holy fucking shit. Oh my God. I started laughing because I hadn't seen the play. Just laughing because all I could attempt was, oh, Derek Stepan. Here we go. Oh my God. Holy shit. Holy fucking shit. Oh my God. And I knew buffoonery had ensued. And I went in and I looked at it and I go, what? What did I just see? He went around the net. Nothing, zero, zilch. It's bad enough. We got to wait 4 games for an odd man rush. Now we get a 3-on-1 and he's taking a puck behind the net. This is a guy on Blue Shirt United. Stepan's playing great. I don't know what games they're watching. I know his line has been doing well, but I think it's more part and parcel to how good Hadley's been playing. Oh, if this guy doesn't learn to shit or get off the pot when he has the puck, shoot. Shoot! Stop trying to pass the ghosts all day. Shoot! I want to yell at his face. Shoot! Oy, Moisha, what they're putting me through. And that power play. Oh, that power play.
Jesus Christ, how much time do we have to talk about it?
I mean, another time, again, they're going against the worst power play. I think they only had two attempts. But, you know, a power play goal would have been real nice in that game. It could have been a difference maker. So there goes the Winnipeg. What did you think about the Winnipeg game? I mean, where do you think this puts the Rangers? I think Vince on the Facebook page put a poll. Do you think the Rangers are going to make the playoffs still? Where are you at this juncture after the game and the vibe that you see, you're getting?
You know what? Well, you know, everybody's making everybody's making these comparisons to the 91, 92, 92, 93, 93, 94 seasons for the Rangers and kind of looking at them like they're in that type of pattern here. And I don't, you know what, I'm starting to wonder, and I'm going to make a baseball analogy. I know some people will hate me for it, but fuck you. Get your own show. Or go listen to the other one. I've heard. When the Mets had that run in 2006 and lost to the Cardinals in the championship series, thanks again, Carlos Beltran, and then choked the following year, and then the year after that, Keith Hernandez made a statement about the Mets and said, you know, maybe they were just supposed to win in 2006. I kind of understood what he meant. You know, when you sometimes you miss your best shot at it. And I know better days. There's good days ahead down the road for this franchise. But I'm kind of wondering if they kind of blew the shot they had last year when things were going good, and maybe they weren't quite as good as we ever thought they were last year. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I see some of that. I definitely
maybe we
mean,
had our heads. I think maybe I'm starting to wonder if maybe we just all had our heads in the clouds going into this season.
I know that a lot of people want to discount what happened last year to kind of fit their agenda that John Tortorella is a bad coach. Like, oh, yeah, but our team got ran into the ground. And the Rangers accomplished a lot of things last year that they never have before. I know everybody has short memories, but and last year, to go to your point, yeah, it may have been the year because everything aligned. Listen, we lost to the Devils in the semifinals and would have faced the Kings in the finals. I mean, if you would have drawn that out, I mean, that's a perfect scenario that you would want going into the playoffs.
Right.
So the Rangers had the matchups, the teams fell that needed to fall. So maybe that does play into what you're saying. And but on the other hand, you know, I certainly see the faults in John Tortorella, but I'm starting to get a little bit fed up. I won't say fed up because I don't really care that much. But the whole that John Tortorella is some evil guy that is basically punishing young players, he's holding them back. Now, last year, the Rangers had tremendous success with young players. And Ryan McDonagh made leaps and bounds last year.
Well, you could take that even a step further. Name me the last Ranger coach to incorporate 2 to 3 young guys into the roster every year. Right?
Yeah,
who's the last
right.
one? Emil Francis? It might be. No, maybe... Maybe the aforementioned. Well, no, probably Emil Francis, probably the last one. Greshner and Maloney,
and especially to get them to play at a high talent. I mean, the highest level. Okay, Hagelin last year. So I'm not buying into this, and I know it's easy to. He's a tough guy to like. I've sat on this. I've been frustrated. He's a tough guy to embrace. He seems like he's a real asshole. Now, but I can tell you what, I think if you do your job and you merit the playing time, he will give it to you. Would you agree with me on that? I guess not. All right, you can disagree.
I'll agree most of the time.
Well, where would you disagree with me?
If you merit the ice time, you get the ice time.
For instance, let's talk about the.
You're saying that if a guy merits more ice time, he gets it,
right?
Right.
If he's on his
I'll
play,
agree with that.
He comes to work every night, plays his hardest, and gets involved. You certainly know what the coach wants. What John Tortorella wants is no secret. If you come to play And I don't care if you're a superstar or you're a guy with a high prospect or you're some schmuck. You come to play, you're going to play under him. He's not going to hold you back. If you stick to join up, you may never come back to the lineup ever. That's a detractor. But
well, not necessarily.
If you play well, you're going to play, don't you think?
Yes. But I still think I haven't given up on John Tortorella. My patience is wearing thin on him in some spots. There are some things that he does that are just absolute. You think he is absolutely Frankie Mary with the cats crazy. I mean, there's some stuff he does that there just doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason to. See Brian Boyle on the ice with 3 minutes to go in a game.
See putting Brian Boyle out after we score, bring that line out so they can get scored on.
Right. I mean, there are some things he does that are absolutely certifiably crazy. I mean, got hit in the head, fell down the steps, crazy. But am I ready to fire him? No. Who are you going to get that's better? I still don't think Lindy Ruff is better. Seems the entire fan base is now looking at Lindy Ruff like, well, not the entire fan base. Let me rephrase that. There are members of this fan base that treat Lindy Ruff like he's Scotty Bowman. Like Buffalo lets some prize. Yeah, I understand they didn't have the deepest pockets to work with. But you know what? You don't need deep pockets to succeed in the NHL. Because if you did, I'd have 100 goddamn Stanley Cup patterns hanging up my room. Money ain't got nothing to do with it. Here's the other problem I think is going on with this team right now. I do not think the coach and the GM are in sync. We got the
I don't
GM.
Think they've been introduced.
Well, I don't know.
I don't think they've been introduced.
The GM's getting ready to go out and film Get Shorty 2? Really wants to bring back Zuccarello? Why would Zuccarello want to come back to the Rangers? To play 3 minutes with Brian Boyle and Ms. Shithead? Are you kidding me?
Ms. Shithead got sent
down. If I'm Zuccarello, I'm on like Skype with Sather, you know, and I'm talking, how much you want to pay me, Glenn? What? You know, crinkling the carbon paper. Oh, we got a bad connection going here, Glenn. I can't talk with an accent, the Swiss, the Norwegian accent. I can't to hear you.
With the Swedish chef from Muppet.
What the fuck? What is he, Norwegian? I forgot. Swiss?
Yeah, whatever.
Norwegian. Whatever. It's all the same. I can't hear you, Glenn. You're breaking up. Got a bad connection. Why would he want to come back? Come on, John Tortorella had no use for him.
Well, I think Zuccarello's coming back.
Well, of course, because it doesn't make any sense.
Uncle Swatsy wants him.
Yeah. Mario says, come on, Jim, you watch Lily Hammer. Yeah, but the star's got an Italian accent. It's from... And Sather's talking about how Jasper Fast and Oscar Lindberg could be with the team before the end of the season.
The Lindberg baby?
The Lindberg baby? Who's making these decisions? Some don't jive here, I'm telling you. I like what you said though. They haven't been introduced.
I mean, Torts knows Dolan. We know that because that was captured on film.
Yeah.
Has anybody seen, Sather and Tortorella were at that dog walk over the summer, so maybe they were introduced there. It's the first time they met.
And Vince, that's true. At the Rangers, 5 minutes of ice time with the Rangers is better than the KHL. Just, you know, and you don't have to get on one of their planes.
I just got that when I was a little late on that one.
I went there.
Too soon.
Too soon. This is the category. Go back and listen to the Bogart show.
Yeah, that was one of the greatest. That was just, oh man. That was an adventure in dark humor.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a lot of phone calls.
We do. Whenever you're ready. I don't know if you have anything else you want to.
I have a lot of things, but I want to hear what people have to say.
All right. Who's on hold? Let's see. 516-754. I think this is Rock. Is this Rock?
Yes. What's up, boys? How are you?
What's up, Rock? How you doing?
Good, good. You know, I was actually up in Montreal this weekend for that travesty. I told my buddy when I heard about everyone that wasn't playing, especially when I heard Nash wasn't playing, and Delzato, and then when we were driving up there, we had heard that Stoll might not be playing. I turned to my buddy, I said, we're going to have to be drunk by the second period because this game is not even going to be close. So we went up there anticipating a loss and anticipating, basically falling on our face. But, it was like watching a minor league hockey team play the other night. It was really embarrassing, the lack of depth that this team has gone into this season with. And, you know, we've touched on this numerous times. And, you know, everyone was saying that, adding Nash, well, listen, we all assumed that adding Nash was going to take us over the top. But the one thing that the team didn't address, and we saw it in the playoffs last year, was depth on defense. And you saw last night, I mean, especially, Stu Bickel is not an NHL defenseman. I'm sorry. He played well for 8 games last year, in the regular season, but he is not an NHL defenseman. And you're going to keep burning these guys out, playing 27 minutes a night. You know what? Even with a shortened season, these guys look tired already. So, you know, that's already one dilemma that I have. And obviously you saw that, just to talk about last night's game a little bit, you saw that basically that Kane line took advantage of the Rangers' AHL fourth line that was out there. And why you have home ice advantage, how that even happens, how that line's even out there, when Kane's line's out there, to me, doesn't make any sense. Now, I don't know if they got trapped out there, but, you know, their third-pairing defenseman and their fourth line, and obviously Machinta will never see the Rangers' lineup ever again. You can take that to the bank. That kid is banished. So you'll never see him play for the Rangers again. So plain and simple, I'm not ready to jump ship. I'm not looking to fire Tortorella. I don't want Lindy Ruff as a coach. I'm just hoping that we get these guys healthy. And the team was playing well. When the team was healthy, when they made the Darryl Powell trade and the team seemed to solidify that fourth line, they were playing well. Every team goes through bumps in the roads. Every team's had injuries. You know, everybody's hurt. Every team is missing somebody. So, I mean, you got to chalk it up to injuries and hope that, we can get healthy here and kind of take that next step. As far as Zuccarello goes, Taylor is going to do everything he can to not give up assets. We've seen it time and time again. He tries to make trades to give up the least amount possible. That's why he very rarely loses a trade. You know, the Ember Leeson trade and the Fedor Tootin trade aside, he's basically won every trade he's made. So when you see him looking to bring in guys that don't cost anything, that he's already familiar with, that's not surprising to me. Do I think Zuccarello's going to be on this team here? Probably. You know, I could definitely see that happening, especially if they get eliminated early. But he doesn't cost them anything. He comes in, he shits the bed, he goes down and plays Hudson. It is what it is. So I'm not going to be surprised whether or not Zuccarello comes back. What this team needs to do is needs to get healthy and hopefully gel, because we talked in the summer as well that I was concerned about the big turnover in roster that happened. You know, a lot of the good old boys are gone. You know, Dubinsky that has been here forever, Anisimov, you know, Preston, Brian Boyle, and Delzato were buddy. Fedotenko was John Tortorella's boy. So you lost a lot of decent players with a big camaraderie thing. And now, you know, you got some new guys here, and sometimes the chemistry isn't what it was. So I don't know. I don't know how you guys feel about that. I've touched on a lot of things.
I'm sorry. Can you start over?
You know what? I'm driving back from Montreal, and I'm rattling through my brain exactly what I want to tell you guys when I get on the phone. So I wanted to make sure I touched everything.
He's got one of those little notepads that hangs off your windshield that you can jot down notes on. He's right down.
I'll tell you, I used to do that sometimes, but so I wouldn't forget something. But no, not this time. This is all from
all right,
memory.
First of all, you're a straight up masochist for going to the Hell Center to watch the Rangers play.
Agreed.
They haven't won in Montreal when it was the Forum, when it was the Matt Molson Center, whatever it was. They never win. Even Hank is giving up in there. And when you heard Biron was starting, you should have been drunk even earlier.
Well, I forgot that point. Good point. Yes. Yes, I did. That was the other person I couldn't think of what it was.
But, you know, you get all the Ranger cred in the world for going up there and enduring that. For sure. I mean, the other point that you touched on, I agree with you totally on. I think it's a chemistry issue in a shortened season with injury problems. So you have all three of these things. Just this is why it's a shit show. You can't have these many injuries. I mean, you could point at a lot of people say, look at Ottawa. They're enduring the injuries, this and that. But the Rangers they're in a team that was in transition, with new players and top of these injuries. And they've been trying to figure out the third and fourth line since the beginning of the season. I mean, we still don't know what it's going to look like. Plus, the Rangers are bringing some young players along in very key positions. And, it's tough. I mean, it's just a tough thing. Some teams, I'm not going to – the Ottawa Senators are doing well with all these injuries, but how many times has it completely ruined a team's season? Thousands. So, I mean, it's a lot of things. So I think the Rangers are done. No. Do I think there's some problems? Yes. Now, Zuccarello, I'm a little bit – for some reason, call me I'm a wacky optimist. I think this guy could actually – I thought Zuccarello played very well for the Rangers until he got that wrist injury.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of sunk him as a Ranger because he got hurt at the wrong time. I mean, he just couldn't get back in the lineup. And, he's certainly going to help the power play. I think defensively he's okay. I mean, he certainly will show enough jam or stiffness that Tortorella needs to see. And, we need him in the shootouts now. Bring him back. And you're right. But this is today's NHL, Rock. You've got to bring these guys in on the cheap when injuries happen. This is why we see the JT Millers, the Meshuggahs, the Criders, who I'll get to in a moment. If I'm allowed to, because I may be excoriated by the Ranger fan base to say, now how I want to know how you reacted with Stepan on that 3-on-1.
I couldn't believe he didn't shoot the puck. I was screaming, shoot the fucking puck. He doesn't. You see the shot he did against Boston? The kid has a decent shot. He's not shooting the puck enough. I understand you're playing with guys that you may feel are better scorers, whether he's playing with Gabrick or if Hagelin's hot, if he's playing with Nash. Step, shoot the puck. You're in a frigging contract year. Do you have to – I mean, maybe it's just me. He's being too unselfish.
Sure.
And you know what? They need to shoot the puck. He needs to shoot the puck more. And teams know that he's looking to pass. So you know what? He needs to drop his head and just fire it on net. That's it.
Because things can happen.
He just doesn't shoot the puck enough.
I mean, we all know this. This is not some revelation. We all know you shoot the puck, you get a rebound, something happens off a shot. Nothing happens when you go behind the net on a 3-on-1.
I couldn't believe that. I couldn't believe he went behind the net on a 3-on-1. I was absolutely floored. I just couldn't believe he did that. And then it's funny because I don't really listen to the Ranger commentary. I kind of just focus on the game. I just watch the game. I don't really care what the guys have to say. And I'm not as down on the Ranger broadcast as you guys are and everyone else. It's not really – they must have said this game has good pace 3 minutes in four times. I couldn't believe that. But, I never noticed that before. I never paid attention to that before. I don't really listen to the broadcast. I mean, I – I'm watching the game. But when they said, oh, well, you know, when you know things are going bad, when on a 3-on-1 and you're not shooting the puck, and I was like, wow. I mean, for them to say something like that, for them to notice it, then, you know, there's something going on there. There's more to that. But
this game has got some pace. This game has got some pace.
Unbelievable. Well, I will agree.
Some pace. This game has got some pace.
I will, Jim. I agree with you wholeheartedly that that Bader and Tortorella are on two totally different pages when it comes to this lineup. Because you saw it with Kreider, you know, I mean, we saw it with that whole situation, that Tortorella definitely feels that Kreider is not ready for the NHL level at this present moment in time.
Well, I'm in that.
He's not even giving a guy enough the opportunity. I mean, when he had called them up again, they played in that double game, and he played with Miller on the power play on that line, they made some things happen. He's not even giving the guy a chance now.
Sure.
But he should be playing in Hartford. But the problem is, when you don't have any form of depth and these injuries just keep creeping up, you know, John Mitchell, as sad as I am to say
Johnny
this,
Malkin.
And not, Cole Hagman are not down in Hartford this year. You know, the cupboard, you know, it's all, he's old Mother Hubbard, and the cupboard is barren down there. I mean, there's nobody down there to call up. And what I was shocked was they decided to call up Christian Thomas for the Montreal game instead of calling up Nick Palmieri, who has NHL experience, which I was surprised they call him up. And I was relieved that they didn't call up Chris Newberry.
Ugh.
Because, I mean, he's just a waste.
What about Rivik? Is he back yet?
He's hurt. I think he's hurt still.
Oh, jeez.
I think he's still hurt.
Another concussion boy.
Is he? Was it a concussion with him?
I think so, yeah. I mean,
I don't remember. But, I mean, I'm just, you know, and even Michael Haley. Asham's hurt. What was the point of signing Michael Haley to sit down in Hartford? I thought he was going to be, like, the heir apparent to Avery or you know, that next little, you know, if Asham's hurt, you would think he'd be the guy they call up. So I don't know what they're thinking.
I don't know. I think there's even less communication with John Tortorella and Ken Janander and what's going on down there. That it seems to be a whole kind of dysfunction going on between the minors, the parent club and the GM of the parent club with the coach. Seems to be a little bit miscommunication, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, just end with this, because you guys have a lot of phone calls. All I can tell you is this. This team has to make the playoffs. Because I'll tell you right now, if this team shits the bed and Columbus winds up getting a top 5 pick, you know the Rangers have some form of curse hanging over their head. Because you know it. So if nothing else, we want this team to finish as high as possible to give Columbus the worst possible pick. Because, you know, the only way to sometimes get good in the NHL is to just shit the bed. And we've seen it with teams, especially with Chicago.
You're going to be bad. Be really bad. Don't be
absolutely
mediocre bad.
Absolutely.
Like Charlie Wang. All right, Rock. We'll talk
to
you soon.
I'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Take care. Bye.
Later.
That's when I couldn't think of any more reason to be depressed. He comes up with that scenario.
The draft pick.
The draft pick. Columbus getting like the 4th pick overall.
Right.
Meanwhile, we've been crying for a high pick all these years, and we get snookered out of it because of the deal. I figured I'd play this since Zuccarello's coming back. We'll make him. Ranger Land. We already had Christian Thomas up. He was part of the Lollipop Guild.
Yes, he was. Ladies and gentlemen, the honoring us with his presence here this evening. Good evening, Costa. How are you? Acosta. Is it Costa now? Have you changed your name? Costa. Costa? Costa? It's not there. No. Must have already flunked out for that other program. Remember that, Eddie.
Costa, motherfucker.
What is that?
Costa, motherfucker.
That's from House of Lies, the Showtime firm.
says, use a coaster, motherfucker. But I forgot the use. It says coaster. Use it.
Coaster, motherfucker. Coaster, motherfucker.
Oh, well. All right.
I didn't. Did you play that again? Because I only played it twice.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Good evening, Stan. How are you?
Good evening.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
Good.
Yeah, the thing in the paper today with concerning Zuccarello was certainly a surprise. I mean, to say the least.
Yeah.
Talking about, you know, Sather and Torts being on different pages there. And on top of that, to throw in the two Swedish kids. I mean, I can't see them coming in, and, you know, at the end of the season and without any NHL experience of being thrown into the league. I mean, it's one thing next year, but now that's kind of crazy.
It's what I mean. I have no idea what's. It's like, I don't know. Glenn's up there talking. John Tortorella gonna play Zuccarello. I don't know. It all seems crazy.
Yeah, it's things are getting a little out of hand. You know, the other thing that Brooks mentioned in the paper last week was he said it was like premature and don't count about it. Count it, but maybe that Richard's getting bought out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, when you think about it, if he keeps playing like he is, that's not that crazy a scenario because they were on the hook for him for a lot of years. And
yeah.
You can't play like this and expect to get $6 million a year. Because
right
now, you know, if he wasn't Brad Richards, he could be sent to the minors. He's been that bad.
Yeah, I mean,
I know.
You're right.
There are a lot of people that said this from the beginning, at the beginning of the slump, we got hammered. Let me tell you how much we took. I mean, but it is a viable, if he continues to play this well, it's a viable option. It's a business. We need to save money. And if he's this bad this year, how bad is it going to be next year?
And we're on I think he's got six more months. Years to go, too.
I know. So it could be in the cards. I hope he turns it around. But last night they alluded to him that he's lost his confidence. How does that happen?
I don't know. You better get it back soon. What, they got 30 games left now?
I mean, how many players do you see make that much money say, oh, I lost my confidence? Doesn't happen.
Not usually.
I think when they put the Ranger jersey on it, usually
they lose their confidence.
And he was talking, he said, because this is his second year, now he's, you know, he's acclimated to New York and he was expecting a good season. I don't think so.
Not yet. So far, not yet.
No. And let's face it, unless he picks it up, they're not going to, I mean, they may get into the playoffs, you know, near the bottom, but they're not going to go anywhere. I mean, he's their key sentiment.
And, you know, a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, we were saying there's no way they're not making the playoffs. And now it's, you know, it's sitting at 8-8-2 in the way they're playing. But I think when Nash gets back, things will get better. Because
he really
creates a lot. He creates a lot.
You know, the other thing I noticed is they've had these, they've been giving up a lot of, like, 3 goals in one period. I think about like 4 or 5 times in the last few games. When they get one period, they just stink the joint out. That's got to stop.
Yeah. And they get hammered quickly, too, in those periods. Like, you know, 2 quick goals, and then it's just, yeah.
It was the Islander game in Montreal last night.
Yeah, I see. And last night it coincided with Winnipeg's, Sam, they're a great second period team. And it turned out they were Winnipeg. I thought the Rangers really showed something coming back, but it just wasn't meant to be last night. I don't know.
No, when Hank gives up a bad goal like that, you know it's not your night. I mean, I don't think he's given up one that bad in a couple of years.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Now, you're right. When he gives up one like that, it ain't going your way.
Stan, how are you with Kreider right now?
I know we spoke about him for a while. I think the guy's going to be a star, but you can't have him playing with, Brian Boyle. I mean, he's got to play with some offensive players. Give the kid a chance.
Well, I'll counter with that. Shouldn't he make his own chances? Shouldn't Chris Kreider, with his speed, be able to create some? Shouldn't he make the case for him to be moved up? Isn't that the way it works?
Yeah, usually.
Let me ask you this. How many shots on goal do you think Chris Kreider has this year?
Not a lot.
I'll say eight.
And I mean, he's obviously, you know, when he's in the offensive zone, he's got to let it go, like he did in the playoffs last year.
He's got five shots on net this year. Five.
Wow.
That's right. 5 minutes.
That's,
I mean, five
good.
Goals. Five shots on goal.
Yeah, that's crazy.
JT Miller, in the same amount of time, how many shots on goal do you think he has? I think Miller's played one less game.
12.
20? Only 12?
I don't know. I'm guessing.
Oh.
No, he's right. He's right. No, you know what? Yeah, I think he has 12 shots on that. So, to me, I was very disappointed with Kreider on that goal, the penalty he took with him gliding back on the back check. I don't know if you guys saw that. Did you guys pick that up?
No, I didn't.
Okay. He took the slashing penalty, and he was coming back, and Stan, I got to tell you, he showed no effort on the back check at all, and I swear to God, it made me sick. Because if anything, if you're going to make your bones on this team, it's by playing defense with Tortorella, and it was a terrible play by him, and I don't know what he's thinking. I want the guy to succeed so much. I mean, he's got all the talent, but if you're put in a supporting role, which he is, playing with Boyle, you've got to do the things that you're asked to in a supporting role. And I just don't see it from him. I think he's better off in the AHL, figuring it out and playing a lot of minutes. But right now, with the injuries, you know, he's going to be up.
Well, I guess it looks like most of the guys will be back tomorrow.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, I hope so, too. All right, Stan.
Keep you on the line.
Will do, Stan. Okay. Thank you. We'll talk
okay.
to you soon.
All right,
guys. Take it easy. Bye. All right, let's try this again.
Coaster, motherfucker.
What's up?
What's up? Wait, can you hear me?
What?
Yeah, now
can you hear
we can.
Me?
What?
No, we can hear you. He's fooling around with you.
What's going on?
Anyway, I got two ways of looking at this. The first way is this. I don't care what anybody says. This team was not ready to play this season. They weren't ready. And that's not the fault of Dolan, Sather, Tortorella, or the players. That's the fault of Dear Leader. Because he wanted the lockout in the first place. And eight also ran teams, including Boston.
So you're saying this is Gary Bettman's fault?
And yes, I believe in conspiracy theories.
Well, we all know that.
Coaster, motherfucker.
So Gary Bettman has got the Rangers going at a 7-3 clip. But how about these other teams that are succeeding under the lockout? How about Chicago? What are they, 16-0-3?
Here's the problem. I'm going to tell you the problem. Goaltending, the same as last year. Defense, the same as last year. The forwards, we're dealing with a new bottom six. And you know Torts does not roll four lines. That's part of the problem. And throw in Kreider and Nash.
I frankly find you totally incoherent tonight.
Why? What's the matter?
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you guys? Bettman's the reason we stink. Tortorella's not rolling four lines. They got. If you came here and you said injuries and a new thing, explain to me the four lines again, the lines again.
Coaster, motherfucker.
We have a new bottom six, basically a brand new bottom six.
Okay.
And Torch doesn't roll four lines anyway, so he's not going to play those guys anyways. So
Brian Boyle plays 8 minutes a game, according to Jim and everybody. I'm watching. I see Boyle all the time. It's like a 24/7 network. Who was on the line? The Mishinta, Mishugana, they were on the line for goals.
The shithead.
He plays the third and fourth line too much. He should be playing the first and second lines only. And even then. Maybe he should play the Hagelin-Stepan line the whole game.
Boyle is on the ice more than the refs, says Mario Bargano.
Now, that's a good one. Now, let me go to number two. And I'm sure a lot of people.
Are anything
say,
your number one was number two.
Anyway, whatever. Anyway,
let him get it out.
If we're going to tank, we have to do a fire sale.
Already?
Yeah, we're tanking already.
Stop! Listen to me. Listen.
All right, we'll hear you out.
Listen. We have about 10 tradable contracts on the roster right now. We have 10 tradable contracts that are tradable. Gabrick, Lundqvist, Callahan, Stahl, Girardi, Delzato, Strowman, Boyle, and Pyatt. You're not going to trade Lundqvist. You're not going to trade Callahan. You're not going to trade Girardi. You're not going to trade Stahl. So you got Gabrick, Delzato, Strowman, Boyle, and Pyatt.
Oh!
You can get something for those guys.
What? It took us 10 fucking years to get a semi-competitive hockey team, and now you want to tear it apart because there ain't eight? What are you smoking, and can I have some in the backseat of the Geikmobile on the way to the viewing party? Puff, puff, pass. I love you. I love you, Costa. You crazy fucker.
No homo.
No, well, maybe a little. I don't know. Tear the whole fucking thing apart. That's it. We're done. Eight. Fucking eight. We're ready to trash it.
I'm just saying. Let me just say this. If it gets really bad, what do you do?
What's really bad? It's a 48-game season. They're not going 8-30.
I understand that. The trading deadline is April 3rd.
I'm coming for you, Elizabeth. April 3rd. What do they got? God. So even if they lose all 15 games, they're not fucking trading Ryan Callahan and Mark Stahl.
I said you're not going to trade those guys. The only people they could probably trade is Gabrick, Delzato, Strowman, Boyle, and Pyatt. Those guys can be traded.
Taylor Pyatt. What do you think that's going to get him? Another Taylor Pyatt. Be lucky if he gets Tom Pyatt.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't even get his brother.
Get Pontius Pilate.
Get nothing for Taylor, not so swift Pyatt.
Buy it for Stamkos. Mario's got it.
Let me get Rupp back for buy it. Listen, you came forth with your plan. It's a horrible one, but still, you came forth with it.
You wacky prick.
I know Coaster's. He's thinking ahead. He's thinking, what happens when we get stuck in a bind and when the season's a shit season? But
I know. He's worried about our future.
Yes, the children are our future. But it's certainly not going to. Marrying Gabrick is not going to be so easy to shop, by the way. Especially if he's not doing well with six goals.
To a contender. I'm sure a contender will take him.
It's a lot of fish nagels, as JD would say. Go get your shine box, Costa. That's what Vince says. I'm with him too.
All right, Costa. We'll talk to you later.
All right, bye bye.
All right, take care, brother.
Doodles. Tell Paulie and Katsi we said hello.
Jesus.
Oh, brother.
Exactly. Thank you, Cutter. And shut up.
Oh, boy. Man. I knew he was coming with that. He messaged me. It's funny that Rock was talking about... it was funny when Rock is talking about, with Micheletti saying this game had pace, because Adam Barolo also messaged me on Facebook saying, oh my God, he's saying pace again. Like, I can't take it. I'm going to kill somebody.
Yeah, he said it quite a few times in the early part of that game. We got to take a deep breath here. Oh,
you all right?
What's going on, Justin?
Hey.
The team doctor has arrived.
The team doctor. He's not a doctor,
what's up?
But what the hell, he'll have a look.
Jim, I was afraid you were going to pop a blood vessel there. I thought you might have an undisclosed injury in a maintenance day.
Good Lord. What's going on?
Nothing. Oh, hang on. Boyle just fell down again.
I wonder if his whole family has a disease. Like, they're like all standing around, and like, you know, he's what, he comes from like 12 kids, 13 kids. They just fall down randomly during get-togethers.
Well, didn't you see him on 24/7?
Like a family of baby giraffes.
Like full newborn fall.
No, did you guys see that gif? Did you guys see that gif I posted in the chat room of Bambi on ice?
No.
That's what Boyle reminds me of.
It's funny. Oh, I see it now. Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
1.4 games is unfucking acceptable.
Oh, I would agree with that.
It's embarrassing.
But we're getting some guys healthy back. I'm excited. We're going on a roll starting tomorrow night. You watch.
Well,
if they don't play tomorrow night.
Well, what's their record with Boyle in the lineup now?
Oh,
are
I don't
try.
Well, I mean, what are they like?
Really want to know?
They were 3-0 without him, so they're 5-8-2 with him in the lineup.
Do you remember what I said when they first put Boyle back in the lineup? What was the first thing I said to you guys?
I don't know.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, it's broke now.
It's broke now. Now we just got to fix it. I don't know. I think Brian Boyle's now, he really is a fifth liner at this point.
It's CHL.
But, you know, we can really pick on everybody. Who's the guy? The only guy who's playing decently is Callahan and Hagelin. I mean, what a show. Let's talk about Winnipeg and what Ryan Callahan did last night. Was that like what an awesome moment for a Ranger fan, I thought.
What was it? Two block shots and a clear with no stick, right?
Yeah.
And like two hits.
I mean, it was... You know, I said in the chat room earlier, I don't want to get like I'm all corny and all emotional, but listen, I'm a Ranger fan. I love the Rangers. That was like one of the proudest moments I've had. Now, it may show that the fact the Rangers don't have many proud moments to show for in their history, but I was like, holy shit, this is our captain. This is what we're all about. Where are the rest of these guys? If that doesn't inspire you, nothing is going to inspire you. I mean, that was... It got the crowd going, got everybody going, and then they...
Yeah. I mean, Boyle is my new John Mitchell from here on out.
Oh, boy.
You know what? That's another thing with the fan base. You stop telling me how many goals John Mitchell has, because there's not one fucking person in his fan base who said, oh, we lost John Mitchell. This guy's going to score more goals than Rick Nash next year. So don't try it, Panache the fucking Domus. Every one of them. Oh, look, they got... Yeah, I've been hearing that for 30 fucking years. Oh, they got rid of Nick Antropov. He scored a goal last night. Oh, they got rid of Marty Schmacka. He scored a goal last night. You know what? Guys score goals after you get rid of them. It's going to happen.
You know what? Rick Nash can't get back soon enough. I cry myself to sleep at night hoping he comes back in the next game.
Well, you heard what they asked him, if he had a concussion. He goes, I'm no doctor, so I can't tell you.
What does that tell you? He's in the capital of the world. He got how many hospitals are in New York City? Nobody knows what's wrong with him.
Yeah,
the maintenance deck.
Right.
Yeah, and please stop with yes, Ranger fans. I don't want to hear about the careers of Nigel Dawes, Peter Pruka, the Lori Korpikowski. I don't care that Joni Mitchell's got 5 goals for Colorado, whatever he's doing. He did shit while he was here. He was in the second power play unit for the majority of the year. He wound up with no power play goals. He was terrible. So give it
they,
up.
None of those guys are worth having on this team right now. I'll say that much. But
the only guy... I was just going to say, the only guy that I would say that Tortorella really screwed up with was Parenteau.
Yeah.
Because Parenteau, he should have made the team. When the Rangers were where they were at that time, he should have made the team. But am I going to lament it forever? No, move on! I'm sorry, Justin.
No, it's okay. I just want to make sure you survive it through this show.
See, you are the team doctor. So
I declared myself the doctor, yes. so I don't know. You guys remember last year I was a real big Tortorella supporter. Anytime anyone said anything bad about him, you know, I'd come to his defense, you know. The shtick is getting old. The play is getting old. I'm tired of watching 5 guys collapse around Henrik Lundqvist like we're building the fucking brick wall of China in front of him and letting these guys just rip shots from the point and slot all day long until somehow we magically get the puck and then run it up to the red line, dump it in and change, rinse and repeat. Like, is it not possible for us to have just a wee bit of creativity, you know, make a nice breakout pass? How about maybe, you know, 2 or 3 passes, you know, up the ice to move into the red zone? We don't have to fucking run a stretch play every single time. I mean, it's like Tortorella's like, all right, we got the puck, stretch pass, go. Or dump it in, go. By the time we get the puck up the ice to even dump it in and forecheck, our guys are standing at the blue line still. It's not like they're skating up the ice, crossing the blue line, coming in with speed. How are we supposed to go and dig out the puck? It's just there's a real lack of creativity, and it's hard for me to believe that this team does not have the talent to be able to create plays like carrying the puck in, you know, and make, you know, some good crisp passes to get find an open shooter. I mean, I'm no hockey expert, but I'm not a fucking rocket scientist. I mean, it's not that hard. I mean, am I really off point here, or what are your guys' thoughts on that?
I would agree with you. I don't know. They're handcuffed offensively. I think he's got them so focused defensively that he's not turning them loose.
What's the turn loose?
But do you agree with me that
turn loose? They're playing with such injuries right now. And listen, I hear you. I hate the philosophy. Offense comes off our defense. That's bullshit. That's nonsensical. Nobody plays like that.
Right.
If we book 100 shots, we'll get the, you know, Hank makes a great save. They'll kick out a rebound, and then we'll get a breakaway. I don't want to play in my own zone. And they certainly, when healthy, have the talent to do what Justin's saying.
Let me ask you this. How many 2-on-1s or 3-on-2s can you count that weren't a direct result of the other team just completely screwing up, possibly in, like, the neutral zone?
One. I don't know.
Any from the breakout? None. Because we don't. I mean, all right. Are you guys a fan of the defense that we all should just collapse around the net? Now, keep in mind, we have a world-class goaltender who is the best in the business. Do we really need to block shots? Do we need to collapse around the net? Do we really have to do that when we have a world-class goaltender?
Well, yeah, but it's the style that got them as far as it did last year. But they had different players on those bottom two lines. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Even with the top two lines, you think they'd open it up, and I mean, look how Rick Nash creates. I mean, maybe part of Brad Richard's problem is the fact that he can't find any open ice to actually create for other people. I mean, I'm not making excuses for him, but I'm just getting a little frustrated of the mundane nature in which we carry our offense. I mean, this team has the talent to put up 3-4 goals a night, and we just don't seem to utilize our players' abilities, and it's really getting frustrating. It's getting to the point where, you know, I'm really losing a lot of support for Tortorella. If this continues and we don't make the playoffs, he's got to go.
I don't know. We'll see. All right, listen, we got to run. We got a shitload of phone calls on hold and 23
right,
minutes to
later.
Do it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Justin.
Later.
Take care,
later,
man.
Bye.
Let's see. 203-276. You're on Bouchard Underground Radio.
Hey, guys. Mario.
Mario, what's up?
Hey. I'm good. Hey, that last caller stole my thunder. I was going to talk exactly about what he's saying. It looks like an animated GIF, the Rangers in the offensive zone, doesn't it? Now, dump, chase, cycle, wrist shot into the goalie's glove. Repeat. It's so, like he said, unimaginative. It's pathetic, especially with the offensive talent on this team.
No, I agree.
But I was also going to say what Costa was going to say, but...
No, I'm so worried. Trade head.
What are you calling from Bellevue?
But then the medication kicked in, you know.
Are we gonna,
hey, listen, everybody
needs to see you next week at the viewing party.
I'll be there, man. I'm definitely there. Everybody just needs to get off the ledge, man. It's 18 games, for God's sakes. Seriously. Very, very long off season. No camp. You know, a mistake that Torts made was not having any scrimmages before the season started. I mean, what was it? 25% roster changeover, and these guys have played no preseason games, so 1 week camp.
Right.
It's not going to happen after 18 games. Everybody calm the fuck down. You know, you guys could have taken the night off and just played one of the shows from last year's early start, where everybody's also panicking.
Yeah, but then you don't get to play the Lollipop Guild team.
Yes.
Right, we don't.
This perks, you know.
Yeah, it would have confused people when you're still playing the Doobie song, I guess, right?
I told Eddie this morning, I told him we were going to have to break out all the old bits just to keep people entertained.
So calm down. This team's the real deal. They're going to gel. They got to get their legs. I mean, these guys have pathetically long off season. They're not going to come back and 18 games later with no camp and no preseason games come back to full form. It's going to take time. Chill the fuck out. We're 1 point out of a playoff spot. What the hell's wrong with you people?
They're nuts. It's the Yankees. I'm telling you. It's the Yankees. They've spoiled everybody. The Yankees and Giants.
No, there's just something pathological about this fan base, man. I don't know what the hell it is.
I guess because we never win.
That could be it. I think you just cured us, Ed.
That's it. We'll check
it out.
But, all right, guys.
So, all right, Mario.
Mario,
we'll talk to you. We'll
Mario,
see you next week.
Mario, I want to ask you something.
Go ahead.
Is there going to be you and a Stephen Schaefer debate live on this air? On the air? Because
that was so funny last night. That was great.
There's nothing you can say like that to offend him until you get to his wheelie bag.
Yeah.
I've told that guy so many disgusting things, and nothing, but the second you mention his goalie bag has wheels, he fucking flips out.
He didn't care when you made fun of his musical taste. He didn't care when you made fun of his goaltending ability. He didn't care about anything until you got to the wheelie bag, and then it was, oh, screw you.
I mean, it's worse than that. I mean, one time I told him the only reason he's still around is because his grandfather's wouldn't fit in the oven, and nothing – didn't get to him, you know, and boom, wheelie bag. He freaks out. It's hilarious. But he's great, man. What a sense of humor that guy has. You guys should go to a game with him. He's a lot of fun to hang out with.
He is fun. Well, hopefully he'll be there too next week. So,
yeah, I think he is. I spoke to him today. I think he's definitely planning on going.
All right, cool. We'll see you.
All right, guys. See you. Safe travel, Jim.
Bye.
See on the this is what you're missing on the Facebook page. Mario and Stephen Schaefer going at it. The comedy clips back and forth.
Yeah, they were really going at it. And it's all good natured.
Yes, all good natured. That's right. I've always said this. We get crazy with each other, but listen, when it comes down to us going against other people's, I see a lot of this. I can't take the Rangers losing. I'm having a lot of problems with my Devils and Islander fan friends. Screw them.
Get better friends.
Upgrade. That's right. That's the way I look at it.
Get better friends.
Let's go to more calls.
303. I have a feeling this is Vince. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Amy?
It's Amy.
Oh, hey. How are you?
How are you?
I wasn't expecting it to be you because I didn't see you in the chat room, but I saw Vince in the chat room, and I know Vince is in Colorado, and I saw the area code, so I thought maybe it was him. How are you? Nice to hear from you.
Nice to talk to you. I'm good. I'm not in Colorado anymore.
I know.
She's in New Jersey.
I am Colorado in New Jersey.
Area code.
Hmm?
The 303 area code.
Yeah, I still have the same phone number, but I am in Jersey. I got and hung out with all the Ranger ladies the other night.
How did that go, Amy? The Rangerette gathering.
Yeah, that was the ladies were great. It was the game sucked, but the ladies were great. At least I had good company, alcohol.
No, alcohol helps, especially during that game. So, Amy, what's going on? What's your take on all this?
I have my theories. I don't know. I definitely think that there are certain aspects in which the coaching needs to be looked at. I don't know why you have guys like Brad Richards and Derek Stepan who are clearly struggling on the ice. And when you're down by a goal, why are these guys getting 20 minutes ice time every game? And Kreider makes one mistake and you don't see him for the rest of the game. He's very picky and choosy about who he decides to sit.
I don't know. What'd you say?
Well, people get punished and others not.
Well, I think with a veteran, he's got a longer leash. This is Brad Richards. He knows him. Brad Richards is he done? I mean, you got to go with a guy he's proven before. I mean, Chris Kreider is a guy that he's trying to instill some kind of, work ethic. And he looked horrible. I mean, I want Kreider to succeed. But on that back check, when I called him today in the Facebook book, Chris Glider, because he was just he showed no effort.
Thank you so much. Sorry, that's my guy. He agrees with you. So
see. So I think that in that instance, Kreider in a supporting role, and he's not doing what he's supposed to do. Fine. I think it's a straw man argument to compare Kreider to how somebody else is doing as far as the how they're treated. Each player is treated on their own merit. I think you're right, though. Richards and Stepan are not playing well. Why they're out there, I don't know. Why Dan Girardi is out there, I don't even further know. And I certainly can see where you're coming with. Torts can be really maddening at times with his choices.
Yeah, I mean, I love Step, but Stepan's playing scared, and he doesn't have. I understand with a guy like Richards, you're paying him $7 million, and he's a veteran, and he's your number one center. I don't know what's up with Steph or who needs to talk to him or what needs to be done, but he's got to find his balls again because he lost them somewhere. And I want to love Stephon the way I loved Stephon his first 2 years as a Ranger until he took that hit last year.
She wants to love Stephon the way she loves us.
Right.
Well, I would say that Stephon is a guy that in the beginning of the year, I was looking for him to take it to the next level. I think he's got a lot of talent. I think he could be a character guy. He's a guy that captained the World Junior team. He's a guy had a lot of hopes for, and he's got to shoot. He just has to shoot. He's too unselfish to a fault. That's the problem with him.
I asked you guys a question about Steph on the power play. This is Chris. What's up, by the way?
Hey, Chris. Hey, Chris.
What the fuck was he doing last night? He was standing in the high slot, turning and facing every guy who had the puck. If you watched the power play last night, it was like, I don't understand what the hell he was doing. He stands in the high slot, kind of blocks a passing lane, and just turns and faces everybody who gets the puck. And then they fucking pass it around the perimeter for 2 minutes, and then someone takes a shit wrist shot on the glove, and then it's out of the zone. Like, what the hell was he doing? And Cali last night has given his soul to the fucking team, taking on 2 and 3 guys along the boards, and Steph is just standing there waiting for, like, the puck to get kicked out. Fucking help him. You're his center. Go in there. Smash somebody. You know, stop the lane going up the board. Do something. He's like a puck watcher. He has no grit. You know what? Torts read the riot act to him and Steph. Hagelin and Steph. And Hagelin responded. And Hagelin's paying the price. He's getting his ass kicked. He's going into dirty parts of the ice. And he's winning pucks. Steph ain't going to do that. And he can win fucking faceoffs. I'm done. I'm just... Steph's on my shit list right now. You know, so... I'll let Amy talk.
All right, Chris.
Now you know what a lot of arguments are like in my house. Anyway.
Well, that's good. As long as it's only Ranger argument based, you're fine.
There you go. Yeah. Amy, are you and Chris going to make it to the viewing party?
I'm like, huh?
Are you and Chris going to make it to the viewing party next Sunday?
I'm going to try. I kind of made tentative plans with my sister to go there for the weekend, but I don't know. I mean, it's an afternoon game, so maybe I can kind of leave her place and go to the game.
Will your sister still be in New York the following weekend?
Yes, she will.
Well, I won't be.
That's true. I will do everything in my power to make it to the viewing party.
All right, that sounds good. All right, Amy, it's nice to hear from you, and hopefully we'll see you next week.
Good to talk to you guys. Hang in there. We'll be all right.
Of course. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take it easy, guys.
Bye. The one and only Amy is a long time. She's been here quite a few years with us.
Yeah.
She takes her lumps. She's taken her lumps over the years. Nice girl, though.
Uh-huh.
Good to hear from her. All right, let's see. We got Adam has been holding forever. And then we got Brett, who's been holding forever. Brett will be up after Adam. Adam, what's going on?
You tell me, boys. How are we doing tonight?
I think I'm feeling better.
Yeah, it's very therapeutic. It's Ranger Fans Anonymous. You know, we go through our 12 steps. We say our serenity prayer, and we get our chip.
And then we have about 2 or 3 good days, and then we need to go through the 12-step process all over again.
Right. Yeah, you know, like I've known alcoholics who will say, I really need a meeting. You know, that's how I feel sometimes. I need a show.
Yeah. This game has got some pace. This game has got some pace.
No, not again, no.
You tell him, Joe.
I knew, oh my gosh, so I'm watching this game. This is one of the few games in the last 2 weeks I've been able to actually watch live. And as soon as the second period began and they show that graphic, the Rangers have a shutout streak at home against Winnipeg and Atlanta since the Carter administration, whenever it was. Right then and there I said, okay, how many goals is Winnipeg going to score this period? You know, little did I know it was going to be 3 inside of 10 minutes. But right then and there I just had a sick feeling. But to go to the tank like that and to finish it up with a 3-on-1, which we've broken down a million times, it was just like, Why am I wasting my time?
We're all wasting our time. Well, I frankly think things will get better. You know? I mean, the Rangers, if you look at the games and you take them, you know, of course when they lose, we're all, you know, it's all disheartened and everything. But if you look at the games, the first period in the Montreal game up at the Hell Center, they played very well. They just couldn't get anything going, anything in the net. The Winnipeg game, they showed a little jump, but with these injuries, there's not many teams that can compete with the amount of inexperienced guys we're throwing out there. And you know, Hank went to the bad goal once in a blue moon, and they lost the game. And I'll
I actually wanted to address Hank real quick because I'm a huge Lundqvist fan, but in the last couple of days, there have been a couple of people, especially on the radio, a lot of callers and hosts, who have accused Lundqvist of being overrated. And they're talking about how he needs to just stand on his head for this team, and he needs to do this, he needs to do that. Look, how much more does he really need to do? I mean, he can't work the power play for these guys. It's not his fault that Stepan's not shooting on a 3-on-1 opportunity. Yeah, obviously his game is not where it was last year. It does, you know, I think the best game he's played this year was the charity game in Atlantic City. I think that was his best performance. So, but what do we think he really needs to do? Is it just time? What do we really attribute
first
this
of all,
to? You know?
First of all, mistake on your part for listening to the radio, terrestrial radio. None of those guys on WFAN know jack shit about hockey. I can guarantee without even knowing guest 15259, that guest knows more than anybody on terrestrial radio about the New York Rangers. Sans maybe Dan LaGreca on ESPN New York. The rest of them know jack shit. Henrik Lundqvist has been the heart and soul of his team, has been the only reason they even have been where they have been. He's gotten 30 wins, what, 6, 7 years? Shut up. You don't know about hockey. Talk about your college basketball. Cry about the Jets, Beningo. It's so miserable. Shut up. I don't want to hear you. You don't know nothing. Leave it to the experts. Me and Jim and the rest of us. Blame it on Henrik Lundqvist. You should be beaten over the head with a 2x4.
Most of these people don't even pay attention to hockey until it's the playoffs anyway. So,
I mean, seriously, overrated. Yeah, the Vezina Trophy winner is overrated. Get the fuck out of here. I'm calling that show tomorrow.
I need to see him stand on his head in the playoffs. Can he do that?
You should start calling
in.
I think they're on from 10 to 2, aren't they? Or 11
to 2.
I got nothing to do.
10 to 1.
I'm not working.
10's a little early for you, though, isn't it, Eddie?
I'll get up for this. I'll be up at the crack of 9. And I'll get up there. 10 to 1. I guarantee they'll say we're not talking ranks. I promise you, I will be up tomorrow morning on hold. And even if you guys miss it live, I'm gonna rip this guy a new one. I'm gonna rip him a new one.
I will see
that. They'll cut me off, I guarantee it. Or they won't say, we're not talking Rangers. They'll put me on hold for 3 hours. I don't care. I'll do it for this show.
Well, just when they screen you, whatever they're talking about, just say that's what you want to talk about. And then when you get on the air, just say, listen, Beningo. But you got to make sure you say Blue Shirt Underground Radio while you're on the phone.
Should I call up and say I want to talk about Patrick Ewing? Oh, wait a minute. You know, that's how much I am on basketball. Should I talk about?
I want to talk about Derek Jeter's ankle.
Yeah. What do they talk about over there all day? The same
talk
shit.
About Jabba Chamberlain.
Who's Revis getting traded for?
Yeah, there you go.
What am I
having?
I want to talk about Beyonce in the Hall of Fame.
Oh,
Is Santana going to be ready? I mean, what am I going to talk about? Yeah, I'll talk about, I want to say
is
job.
Is Wheeler's career over?
Yeah. I want to say, Beningo, what's going on in that tiny little nut of yours that you think Derek Lundquist is overrated? I'll be cut off immediately.
Have a good day, bro.
All right, Adam, we're going to let you go. We'll talk to
I'm
you
I'm calling tomorrow. I'm setting my clock right now.
Are you okay?
No, come on. How could you say that? How could you not be taken to task? Oh, my God. He's got calls.
Because you don't watch every game.
Single fans to call in and they say, oh, yeah, you're right. He's never really... I mean, well, who's calling in? Ricky Otazu? You know, a guy know that bashes Lundquist.
Oh, and don't think he didn't send me a message on Twitter last night either. It looks like the media is finally catching on to what I've been saying. $7 million a year.
Yeah, same media that into the vagina.
Yeah. All right, Adam, we got to run. We got to take another couple of calls before we get finished here. We'll talk to you soon.
Great.
Thanks. Leave me on hold, please.
Will do. Take it easy.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
Take care, Adam.
All right. In case we run into a podcast with Brett, Brett will be our last phone call of the night. Next Sunday, March 10th, at the Irish Times Bar in New York City. It's on 31st Street near Madison Square Garden. Viewing party for Blue Shirt Underground Radio to watch the Rangers take on the Capitals. Game starts at 12:30. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a great time. So let's pack the place. Let's make it loud, proud, and
loud.
Oh, yeah, wait, and loud.
Loud, proud, and I don't know.
It's a lot of fun. We cut on each other. We've had people get hurt. We've had gnomes broken. We've had asshole chants. We sing the goal song when the Rangers win. We've had cheesecake throw. I mean, it's just... It's pandelirium. So,
pandelirium.
You guys can make it. And make sure you catch us on Facebook. Just look for Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Get you in our group. We've got all the information there. And if you haven't already, RSVP for the events so that we can let Marty know how many people are coming. So without further ado.
The other Marty's on IR, right?
He's beached.
What happened?
I don't know. He hurt his knee or something. He gave out under all that weight.
All right. Bring him on without further ado.
Without further ado. Brett, what's going on?
How the hell are we, boys?
We're good. Are you coming to the viewing party?
I believe so.
Are you bringing Sam Iosevich with you?
I am not. He's going to be at a Devils game that day, which I don't understand. But he's very good friends with the Devils fan, so sometimes he'll just go to a game with him. He always cheers, don't worry.
All right, you're coming to the viewing party. You just might not have you might feel alone.
I believe so.
All right.
But yeah, I say we pack that place and make it louder than the garden because I'm pretty sure a bar and grill is louder than the garden right now.
That place.
Well, yeah, I could. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Brad. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I'm going to the game tomorrow night with Sam, and we're sitting in the 400 just because we actually want to hear people say stuff. I mean, we might not see the ice or the puck or a goal, but I mean, we'll hear some funny chants. For $50 a ticket, I mean, can't really argue with it.
$50.
Yep.
Brett, when I was your age, you know how much that ticket was?
$9.
$9.
Oof, I was on
and it wasn't that long ago. If you think about it.
I've posted the picture, the ticket I have from, got Leach on it. I guess it was like 1987 or something. It's like $13 with tax.
Yeah. Unreal.
It's like ridiculous.
$50.
Well, I will definitely say it will be much louder on the 10th than any game at the Garden, because we're gonna, this is gonna be a psychotropic fest of Rachel Fest. Good night, everybody. So
I sure hope so.
So what do you got to say?
It'll be fun.
Dean,
I mean,
what do you got to say? And it better not be that Henrik Lundqvist is overrated.
Oh no, I when people say, oh, I hate when ESPN doesn't talk about hockey, personally I prefer it because they don't know shit when it comes to hockey, or the guys on WFAN or any radio show that talks about the Knicks. I mean, they really don't know hockey. Okay, aside from Boomer, there's not really any radio host that doesn't purely talk hockey, or that talks other sports aside from hockey, that knows about hockey.
I agree with you. I've listened to Boomer, and Boomer knows the Rangers. What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at, since we're talking about the price of tickets, B23 Blue Pain, my buddy Brian, says in the chat room, when I was a kid, I used to walk to school with no shoes.
Yeah, well,
is that because he was, did he get beat up and they had him thrown over the telephone pole?
No, and I told him, I said, that's BS, because I walked to school with him every morning. Him and I grew up together, sort of.
Oh,
so
man.
Never Image Radio is Amy's boyfriend. Okay, I was wondering who that was.
But, I don't know, I guess, aside from the library that is Madison Square Garden, another thing to talk about is, I guess, Brad Richards at this point. I mean, you have to look at it and say, I mean, he is Brad Richards. We all know he could score. He did it last year. And once Rick Nash comes back, I personally want Nash and Richards on the same line. And Nash and...
No, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, once Nash comes back, you'll see more jump with the Rangers. And, Richards just hasn't really ever jived with Ned Gabrick. And I don't know why they continue to do that. Put Stepan with Gabrick and put Richards with Nash. That's my feeling on it.
No, because Tortorella enjoys running into a fucking brick wall and constantly doing the same goddamn thing over and over again when he's not getting through the damn brick wall.
Yeah. Well, he certainly is sticking with his plan. And it's not working right now. All right, my friend, we must go. We must succeed where others have failed. We must move on to greener pastures. I thank you for calling in, my friend, and imparting your wisdom on us.
We'll see you next week, Brett.
All right, adios.
Take care.
Take care, brother.
And that
the end of another
episode.
It concludes another show.
Another gem.
Another one in the books. Well, let me see. How many games we got before the next show? What are we, 7-63 on the power play? Figure 3 games, maybe. I say we're 10-81.
Oh, so you think they're going to get hot on the power play?
Yes. Well, 10-81, yeah, 10-81 would actually be higher, right? No, that would 8.1.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't, man.
That would be lower. Yeah, I know. I think that would actually be lower. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Lightning tomorrow night.
Steven Stamkos in the Lightning Hub.
Oh, he's some kind of player, isn't he, Sam?
Oh, look at him. Look at his brother. Look at Pyatt's brother. We'll have the brother interview again tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, my friend.
All right, talk to you later. Good night.
All right, take good night, everybody.